今年我的假期呢，就曾经去过这个温哥华探访的朋友的家人。咁喺嗰度遇咗一位男士，佢嘅经历令我好惊奇。佢十年前呢就移民咗去加拿大。点解佢移民去加拿大呢？去温哥华呢？其实当时呢，在香港呢，是一个很成功的基金经理，很成功，赚了很多钱。当时他不是教友，但他觉得生命呢开始找不到个意义。他 有两个仔女，但他一个星期呢加埋唔够十个钟头喺屋企，绝大部分嘅时间呢，东南亚各个地方佢嘅生意呢，佢睇到佢身边嘅人呢，越嚟越冇咗家，钱系有，冇咗份情。他觉得长此下去呢，这个不是人生的目标，所以他很彻底地离开这个利润这么高的一份职业基金经理。他目的就是想他的家人呢在一个安静的地方去过日子。那未移民之前呢，就是香港定了世，天主又很得意的，当他去了加拿大不够两年，天主给他很大的考验，染了癌症。当你的希望在一个正直的地方，都不是叫安享晚年，都是后生仔啊，想可以宁静啲过一到过一点家庭嘅生活嘅时候咧，又面对一个治疗啦，生命嘅短促嗰种考验啦，为佢好大嘅动摇啊！好彩信仰俾翻佢一份好稳阵嘅根基。他相信在病里面他仍都可以为主做见证家，他是有头脑的人，所以开始呢，当个病好了大部分的时候呢，开始上个 blog， 那他将他经验，每天的经验用他福音的角度去分享出来，结果好快脆，整个加拿大的传媒，温哥华的传媒呢，将个信息带入去，好多同病相连的人呢，就同佢有咗交流。佢虽然是病之中，但佢睇到个生命力呢，演化咗一群人呢，有一种互相的支持。当然他有信仰的背景，他自己得到很大的安慰。由于这份的积极心呢，他今天还存在。有时即是讲闲话，淡静你悲观的话呢，很快脆没的。你积极的思想呢，其实我们个个都有癌细胞在这里，你一屈一屈呢，即刻病发的。一个很好的经验，有一天他想起一位朋友，即他已经是在博客里面写开的，那见到很久都没有 同呢位朋友一位女士联络。咁于是嗰日咧，佢打电话，佢问候佢一声，自不然好高兴啦，对方。后来第二日，那个女士嘅丈夫打电话俾佢，佢话好多谢你，你嘅电话。佢嘅太太嗰日朝头早去世嘅，佢话佢昨天整日都好积极地、好高兴地，藉住你同佢嘅交流，使佢哋使佢啊个太太活一种喜悦嘅心里边，面对死亡嘅最后一刻。你可以睇到天主藉个软弱嘅人都发挥咁大嘅力量。有一个临终嘅人啊，就算神父都未必有咁嘅能力去帮到佢哋咁喜悦地生活十二小时，藉住佢呢个同病相连嘅人呢，佢就达到呢个目的。所以我哋感恩呢，就是、天主在我哋生命里边，我哋唔知道有啲嘢，如果你系善意嘅话，积极对主嘅话，天主仲善用你嘅善意，善用你嘅无能去做佢要做嘅嘢，唔系你做。你做完之后仍都好似耶稣讲话，我仍系主无用嘅仆人，要有咁嘅心，咁嘅谦卑嘅心咧，你先至可以做主嘅见证人。否则咧系自我炫耀，呢、这个绝不是福传。希望大家能够用咗呢种精神去面对未来嘅一年。When I was studying Italy.In the southern part of Italy, it's a custom, especially in Naples. The people on the 31st December, from midnight or before midnight, they throw away all the belongings, those rubbish, from the house to the streets. So nobody dare walk on the street by midnight on the 31st December. You better keep in your house.Because everybody throw the old things. It's a symbol. Put all things away. And this is what we meant tonight. We come here. We have to thank the Lord whatever we have, He has given us. At the same time, take away all. Those not belong to God, take away. Be a man of God. Jesus needs your heart.Jesus needs you to sacrifice the world, not others. Only you can do in your own place. Nobody. Either in your family or the place where you work. No matter where you go, you are His disciple. 2 months ago, the Pope beatified a young girl.Who died at the age of 17. Her name is Chiara Battano, or another name is Luce. It happens about 20 years ago. She was then 17 years old. She was a very healthy girl. But one day, she got some pain in the neck.Went hospital, and diagnosis showed that she had cancer. For exactly 20 minutes, she was in doubt, because from the age of 9, she always believed God's love, God is my father, and suddenly this sickness came to her. She was asking,What happened? She closed herself in the room, not talking to anybody. For exactly 25 minutes, exactly. She found out her answer. Then she came up from the room and told her mother, Mother, I know where I go. If Jesus wants this, I want it. If Jesus wants me to suffer, I want it. That's a decision. That's what makes us joyful again. Of course, but for a normal person, sickness is not something joyful. But it's important. When you really choose God, the first place is doing His will, then you're free. So for the last exactly more than 1 year, she lived in a way, in such a way that it's always bright smile to people. Since it's a bone cancer, it's very painful. The doctor knows it very well. So the doctor suggests that give her some morphine at the last stage. She said, no, please. I want to walk together with Jesus consciously so that I can love people consciously. And you see, she died a very peaceful life. And that's why the Pope, after 20 years of her death, beatified her. What? Why? There's so many holy people. Because she's a young girl. Because she has an ideal. Because she wants to choose God the first place. And that's what today the young people has learned from her. That's why God, the church, put her in the first place before the young people. Last time when I was beatified in Rome, more than 20,000 people from all over the world gathered around the table of the altar. Just watch her, how she's, her experience touch everybody. This is what we need to do today. We are not young at all now, but don't worry. God loves you. We are all young people, heart. But with a strength, love like her. Even though we have so much problems, although not cancer, but you have so many problems at home, your husband, your wife, your children, many things you can't do. At times you feel yourself hopeless, impossible. Are you impossible? Of course we are impossible, but we are not. But Jesus is there. You have to believe, to trust, not that you do. There are moments, that's what we read from the first reading. There are moments of life and death, but important, every moment is a moment of love. That's more important. When you say you choose God, choose every present moment, be the time that you serve as if God, if Jesus serves. Nothing else. Be another Jesus. You can say what we think Paul says, today I live, it's not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. So let this be the end of the year and the beginning of the next year. Always have this love in our heart, the love of Jesus. Let Him be the center of your life. Let He be the one who loves through you. We are nobody. Only He is our King.